Hi, good afternoon. It's June 29th. It's the end of the month, and I thought I'd do this podcast. It was sort of spontaneous today, which most of them have been lately. I don't run on a regular schedule anymore, and it's kind of causing me to be a little dysfunctional. But I haven't ran off of a schedule in many years, so I've kind of been doing my own thing for a long time, and the thing of it is my natural self loves to be organized and loves to plan and prepare and do things on schedule. And sometimes I just can't for some reason. So that really frustrates me. But I think another thing that's more important and more frustrating is the fact that I can't seem to find an audio video recorder that allows the output of the two options in combination with sort of video live streaming conferencing and phone service. I suppose Microsoft has the tools that we need to do that. I haven't checked it all out. And here's the thing I haven't done, and maybe I should do this for my project. I haven't done a product review of audio and video technologies or software. So perhaps that's a better investment of time and energy than looking at the smart TV and the streaming content and all the dysfunction with that. I mean, that's a valid project as well, but different, obviously. I think what's more, and they're both interchangeable, actually. I mean, one could roll right into another one because audio and video recording, podcasting, streaming, and having a good software system that does all of those things together and is simple to manage, store, retrieve, understand, share, stream on different TVs, share with the world, edit, cut, you know, convert to text for an actual document, and publishing to the internet. I think it really makes sense to spend some time on that kind of a project. So I've tried out some online recorders, which are nice little free sites that allow recording, which is amazing. That's great for some that would just knock their socks off. But for others, who understand the need for complete solutions, or like myself personally, you know, I'll use it for a while. But as my needs change and as my understanding, well, I've always done understood video and audio, but as my needs change, you know, I need something better. You know, I need a full system that does all of it. And I think Microsoft does that. I'm not sure. It used to be called Movie Maker. But now it has a voice recorder app. So it's still splitting these apps apart when really what they could do is create a sort of a modular type of a system that has the video recorder, voice recorder, or say video and audio and video, because you know that's how we do things, audio and video. We actually used to call them audio visual. So however they want to name it, but will they do it? I don't know. It seems like Microsoft has gone to sleep. It seems as if they're not making major software changes anymore. They're not putting anything out that's new and improved. And they're keeping these little apps separate when they would be. And perhaps, you know, perhaps they are sort of creating modular type solutions. Maybe modular is not the right word, because that sort of is in comparison to a trailer that's half-ass. Upgrade from a fucking tin box. Sorry about my language. But So Windows has these options and they're just little separate apps. So maybe that's okay. But the presentation is probably not correct. Like, okay, so voice recorder, we have the app, but that might be an app that I installed and there's no way to show if it came with the Windows system or not without a quick review. I have to remember that, and that's not a good functioning system. So, but video is called a video editor. It's not like a video recorder. So their terminology is not making sense. It's not aligned correctly with what. Okay, so maybe it's aligned, but it's not consistent in their use. Audio recorder, video editor. A video editor where you could do a new video is not an editor. It's a creator. So an audio recorder would be an audio file creator or a video file creator, but instead they're calling it a video editor and an audio recorder, two separate applications. When really what they could do is give you a video creator with an audio only function. And you could just call it a media creator instead. So looking at sort of managing technology by sort of what's the overall category? Media. What systems fall under media? Audio, video. Right, so you need a video only option, an audio only option, and the ability to edit both audio and video, and then turn those into presentations and use Microsoft PowerPoint together with those things. Especially when you can create and have a situation where you have a team meeting or a business meeting, and it's a phone conference, so you need audio recording. And you need textually based minutes to show and that the system can actually translate the voice audio into a text, a sort of like a dictation machine, but a little different. Maybe people don't like the word dictation because it has dict in it or dictate in it. So that perhaps to them makes it sound like they are dictators. Either way, it has to be able to capture the spoken language and put that into a text-based document. And perhaps really advanced technology would put those into perfect sentences and remove words like and it would know exactly where to put commas and periods. So that's advanced technology. I don't think we have that. In fact, one of the little mini voice recorders that I use says it has that option, but it doesn't work. So 123 apps is like trying to do it, saying they do it, but it doesn't work. So I'm going to stop here. And, if you don't believe me, you could go run it yourself. If you don't think that that's a real valid requirement, then you probably like doing business in separate apps, five or six different little icons to click for what you need, little shortcuts, rather than just going, this is my big video app system. Maybe it's too big. But and so maybe that's what those icons are for, is to separate them. But the problem is that I'm having is the naming convention. And in your shortcuts, you can actually rename those. So that sort of gives you an opportunity to fix that issue, but that requires the user to fix the things that they don't like. When the company like Microsoft and other companies should already know how to correctly name an application and all of its associated applications that work into an overall system called streaming media or media. I don't know. Just something to think about. So I am going to spend some time looking at Microsoft solutions, and maybe I will write up a recommendation paper or some kind of valuable paper and pointing out some of those things. But I don't like to do that because I feel like as a student, I'm working for Microsoft and tech and pointing out some of the most basic things that they should already know. They should already know that. And that's sort of like being a problem analyst using basic English grammar and naming conventions to correct them and their mistakes. But looking at things from an overall systems analyst perspective, saying, you can, excuse me, you can view Windows and Windows associated applications as a big software package with separate applications to handle those needs, video creation and audio creation or management, editing, creating, editing, whatever, and file storage. But it's just not. I guess maybe it's the way that it's structured. So maybe on the desktop that's customizable by the user. So maybe the answer is just teaching people that it does fit your needs. You just have to click a certain app, and the reason those are separated is for storage purposes and so that applications can run faster. So that it doesn't take a long time to load all of the code necessary to run a video application or to run an audio recorder. But yet they both use the same technology, so it's very simple to use the technology separately and together, and to put it into one package that says audio only, video and audio. So I am going to stand my ground on this issue and say that I don't think two separate applications for audio recording and video recording are necessary. But it takes me back to the early 2000s. I want to say late 1900s when I started looking at video options and audio recording, and I did do separate applications. And I did that to test out different systems and how they work together. So maybe we just haven't worked on it in a while, and maybe it just needs time. We need time to look at it again. And we've come very far. We don't really need separate hardware to connect video systems anymore. We have the smartphone and they just plug right in. So we have made advances, but there's a problem in software. What's going on there? Why are they behind and making mistakes? Perhaps it's not a mistake, it's just a user preference. But why can't you provide those kind of options? I'm not the only one that thinks one application to record video and audio should suffice, and you should have the option of saving an audio only file, especially the function of you have a video file and maybe you only want to save it as an audio and cut out all the video because you really just need the audio file. It's nice to have the video file and it's nice to have the audio file. And then it's also nice to switch out the audio file that belongs to the original video file and maybe put a song in the background instead. But I think the problem exists in being able to move people's mouths in different ways and make it look like they're saying things that they're not really saying. Or agreeing to things in conferences that they didn't really agree to. I don't know. Maybe it's not so much about information assurance, quality, and video, and maybe it's more about security and the need for recording systems beyond just sharing information and conversations, but also for agreements and for the protection of others. I mean, that's why we have video surveillance systems. But an own personal computer can't run a video surveillance system unless they know how to set it up. And those systems don't come with Microsoft. They're separate applications, purchased separately. Yet they work together. So, yeah, I don't think Microsoft's going to give us an all-in-one opportunity or an all-in-one option. So we do have to build separate applications, and we do have to use separate systems. Even if, you know, Dell comes out with this great new system that comes with Microsoft Office and a built-in camera, the voice and video recorder and editors are still behind because Dell doesn't know how to work with Microsoft, right? Kind of funny. Anyways, have a good day. That's all for today.